Guns in school has been an important conversation in many communities and has been of increasing concern lately due to several deadly school shootings. This is Lisa Berry, and the Michigan Supreme Court has two cases before it involving schools banning guns on their property. And joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is the superintendent of one of those districts at the center of a case, Ann Arbor School Superintendent, Dr. Janice Swift. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Lisa. It's great to be with you today.
There was a state Supreme Court hearing on Wednesday. I'm hearing the term mini arguments were mentioned. Are we clear at exactly what that hearing was about and where it goes from here?
Well, we are so grateful to have had time with the Michigan Supreme Court. We're not exactly clear, Lisa, of our next steps. But we were able, both Ann Arbor Public Schools and Clio Public Schools, to be present and to participate in arguments. And, you know, that is from our case that began back in 2015 when a citizen carried a firearm into the choir concert in March of 2015 at Pioneer High School.
And what is the suit over? You want to ban all guns on all school property except for law enforcement?
So we do in the Ann Arbor Public Schools believe that the possession of a gun in school, other than by sworn officers, absolutely runs counter to our critical mission and our purpose to ensure a warm and welcoming and safe environment in our classrooms, in our schools, where students may grow and learn and thrive at school. So we have adopted policies that really refer to the disruption of a gun at school and really places that behavior into the category of disruption to the school environment, because it is a disruption. And so that is actually the question in front of the court now.
Because there is a state law that currently allows people with a concealed carry permit to bring a weapon into a, quote, gun-free zone, right?
There is, and you know, there are lots of laws. For example, there's the First Amendment, and yet you can't walk into a classroom, Lisa, and just say anything. So there are, we believe, there's a wide body of law in two areas. One, there's a wide body of law that directs school districts and school boards to keep students safe. And we also believe that there is a history and an established process whereby school districts do limit, place some limits on rights that citizens and students have. And then I would add, thirdly, you know, Lisa, if a student brought a gun into school, they would be subject to expulsion process. If a staff member were to bring a gun to school, that would be absolutely disciplinary, if not leading to termination. And so we find it incongruent then that we would allow a perfect stranger to walk into a school carrying a gun. So we feel like there are real incongruencies, and we're so pleased and so grateful that the court is looking at this and taking this under consideration.
Did you, Ann Arbor School Superintendent Janice Swift, get a chance to speak at the hearing, or is that up to your attorneys?
No, we didn't get to speak. So the attorneys took care of that. We did get to have a lot of students there with us, and that was really wonderful. And also were able to speak with the reporters afterward. But our attorneys carried the water inside the hearing.
I was going to ask you, do you hear from any students or parents about this issue?
You know, Lisa, there's not been a topic in my 5 years in the district that we've received any more feedback on. And the feedback on this issue is 99% of our parents and all of our students that I've spoken to are in complete unity on this idea of we don't want guns inside of classrooms, inside of schools. We feel like that brings instability into the environment that just causes fear for children and for staff.
What about people who believe in the right to firearm possession and the right of self-defense? How does that fit into all this?
Well, we absolutely respect those beliefs. And again, we just don't feel like that schools, that classrooms are the best place for that. You know, we're charged with creating a comfortable and welcoming and warm environment for students. We begin with our students at 2, 3, 4 years of age, and we have them in our schools, you know, all day, over 185 days a year. We just feel like it's important to keep that classroom sacred for teaching and learning, and we feel like guns will prove a distraction that will be harmful to our children.
Is it boiling down to overriding state law? Is that legally what this is going to end up being about, do you think?
We don't feel that. We feel like there are real incongruencies in the law, that the law, the Michigan School Code, charges our board and the superintendent with ensuring the safety of every child. We have federal, gun-free zones established around every school, 1,000 feet around every school. We feel like there's a wide body of law that would speak exactly to the contrary of allowing guns into our schools. So we feel like it's incumbent upon our legislature, upon those in authority, to help provide clarity. And so that's why we're so grateful that we do have this moment in front of the Supreme Court to try to achieve the clarity that our parents and our students and certainly our staff want to see.
As you mentioned earlier, this all began with an incident at an Ann Arbor High School back in 2015. Since then, there's been a lot of community gun violence. Last February, 17 people were killed at a school in Florida. Do you think this makes it even more important or brings it more to the forefront for those concerned?
Lisa, you're absolutely right. There's just no denying the fact that this is a moment in time where this issue is on the front of everyone's minds, and it certainly is ours as educators who are charged with the safety and with the protection of our students each day. And you recognize that, and one of our students said it so beautifully, that she regularly receives texts from her friends in other schools that they're in a lockdown or they're in a closet, you know, because they've had a threat in their school. And our students speak very passionately to their desire for an environment that would be free from that danger, and that they would be free to learn and to grow without that distraction and that worry. These are students who have lived through shootings, school shootings, and mass shootings even beyond the school campus, and they've grown up with this, Lisa. You know, our 9/11 children born around 9/11 are now sophomores in high school. And so these children have grown up with this, and they feel very passionately about taking a stand and asking us as adults to provide clarity and to provide safety.
Ann Arbor School Superintendent Dr. Janice Swift, thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
It's great to be with you. Thank you, Lisa.